Drop what you're doing. Make this a priority.
And now, it's time for Guys Not on the Radio with Shap.
He's a party on skates.
And JC.
The little girly man.
If you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks you'd have a diamond.
And JC.
They think he's a righteous dude.
Is this it? I mean, is this two bowls of M&Ms and some balloons? You know what, Phyllis? I think you need to step it up. Because if I'm not mistaken, we gave you your wedding shower here. We all came into this room and gave you a golden shower.
That's disgusting.
You are fake news.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's Shap and JC and the Guys Not on the Radio podcast.
Well, that sets up. I'm going to see a man about a wallaby.
We are back. Week number two.
Unbelievable.
Hi, it's Shap.
I'm JC.
And Guys on the Radio.
Guys, not
on the radio. I'm waiting for Mick. Mick's gonna sing here a little bit.
Yes.
What is that? Listen to that riff.
Yeah, you got
the Guys Not on the Radio podcast. That's what you got. All right.
You know what's bad is like I'm realizing where I'm sitting, and I just discovered this the other day. I am balding right here,
and the light right is pointed there. Right at it.
It is, and it's like, getting bad.
Right at
you. See that? That's 38 years old right there, almost 39.
Right there. For those of you listening at home on the audio version of the podcast, that's not working for you. Thanks a lot, though, for checking it out. If you did it audio-wise or video-wise last week, we were truly blown away by all the support we had, the number of people that liked the page, the number of people that watched the video, that commented on the video, even when we had technical difficulties last week.
Yeah, I think I figured it out.
Which
means that we need to start pre-recording the show, because then we don't have any problems.
That's not true.
Whatsoever.
We're pre-recording now. We're having problems.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah, tonight you can still message and comment along as you watch the video, and we'll probably be watching it with you and reply that way. But as far as us commenting verbally on the microphone and video, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the case for this time around for the Guys Not on the Radio podcast. So, but I saw like dignitaries liking us. I saw politicians following us. Local politicians, like we didn't get number 45 or anything, but I mean,
we have goals.
So
it's still yet we've been this.
What if you got my name on the corner of the camera? Sure. That what if you just change it to the Fox News logo? Then I bet he would watch it.
That's possible. We're just gonna start tweeting.
Yes.
And that's how we'll make this happen.
No, but seriously, all the different people that weighed in and said things, it was just awesome. So thank you guys very, very much for tuning in. Let's get to the show before we get too far carried away. Huh?
We got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
I know. We've got a special guest joining us shortly.
Yes, and it's a female who used to work in radio.
There you go. That's all we're going to tell you for now. You have to stick around and find out. So either that or...
Are we going to do an ask segment, too, with that guest?
We might.
Okay.
We might. You know how we did the Ask Shalizabeth before? We might do that.
Okay.
Maybe. So
see how it works out?
It may not be Shalizabeth tonight, but you have to tune in and see who the guest is.
Out.
So
it's a female used to work in radio with an ask segment.
Either that or you could just simply read the synopsis on the actual podcast, which you can subscribe to now.
Another edition of Non-Judgmental Shap.
Non-Judgmental Shap will be back. And another edition of Tales from Radioland.
Okay.
So from our past. So
Cool.
But tonight we start with baby talk. And there's a couple of weird things out for babies that both of us kind of caught our eyes over the weekend. You saw one, I saw the other, and just was like, wait, really? They're doing this? The first is babies in a box. Babies in a box.
You know what? I hear that this is popular in Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
But some states have started to adapt to bring out the ability for every household to get a box to put your baby in.
Do you need a flipping box to put your baby in? So, you got the picture?
Yeah,
there you
the
go.
Picture
See?
Up.
Yes.
It looks like something you pick up at Crate and Barrel, doesn't it?
It totally does.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I didn't cuss. So, I'm trying to make it so I want to see how far I could go before you have to label it with a censored version.
Well, what? So you put your kid in a box.
Uh huh.
Does that come at the hospital, or do you have to wait until?
Well, according to this, it does. It comes at the hospital. Like, they give you this box at the hospital. I guess there's like three or four states now that are doing this: New Jersey, Ohio, and Alabama. So, and they're provided by the California-based Baby Box Company.
Nice.
So this is from NPR, by the way.
Okay.
So basically,
it's a hipster thing to do.
Yes. So it's the whole.
Hey, if it works, I mean, they say it cures SIDS.
Yes.
Yeah. Sudden infant death syndrome.
Because you got a lot of poor people that have kids, and then they don't have a place for the babies to sleep separately from mom and dad, so they lay them in the bed, and the next thing you know, mom and dad roll on top of the baby, and the baby doesn't wake up.
Yeah.
Which is sad. We don't want this.
And I don't know. I mean, like, there were times with the twins that...
Did they sleep in your bed?
They might have, just because we were so exhausted.
Yes, yes.
Just all the time. So, I mean, if I could have put them in a box, I probably would have. I didn't even think about it. Dawned on me that would make sense.
Where did you have your kids sleep when they were newborns? Like, with the oldest, with Jake, who called in last week. Did he have a crib? Did he have a bassinet?
Bassinet, and then we have bassinets for the twins, too. They slept in those. Which I don't... I mean, looking at the picture here, it doesn't look too much like... I mean, it looks pretty like it's close to...
Yeah, it's close to a bassinet.
Close to a bassinet.
Now, it's not just like a simple cardboard box that your Amazon Prime packages come in. It's not like that.
Well, it looks...
They have an actual soft... fitted to the exact size of the box, like a pillow kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it's finished, so there's nothing you can actually, like, get in the way between the baby and trapping its hand or anything like that.
See, the only problem with this whole thing is if you have cats, those kids aren't going to make it.
Well,
the cats will sleep in the box more than the children will.
Of course they will. They're like, this is mine. But here's the thing, is that... Box or no box, they did that with the changing table for my kid. They did it with the crib for my kid.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
The cats rule supreme.
So what
will they work with high heels though? Will the cats? Because now this is the other thing. You know what's sad though is I can, and my son's gonna get mad at me, but I could see Ben being all about these high heels.
So
my youngest son, Ben, is the biggest costume goofball.
Yeah.
Like, he has been dressing up since he was three. And he used to, like, when he was a little guy, he would steal his twin sister's, she had the Wizard of Oz shoes. He would wear
ruby slippers.
Yeah, I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this.
What little kid doesn't try on mom's dress shoes?
Exactly.
But, this is a little bit different.
What is it?
Okay? These are high-heeled shoes made specifically... for babies,
up to
the age of 6 months old.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, here we go.
Mini stilettos. Pee-wee pumps.
That's so funny.
Pee-wee pumps. So, and I guess there's a watchdog group called Let Clothes Be Clothes blasted this Pee-wee Pumps company.
Oh, that's funny.
For these shoes.
If you're listening, it's there's
a picture.
Do you
have that up for
people to see? Yeah, there's a picture of a baby. It's like an Instagram photo.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby has zebra-striped pumps on. And they're like baby shoes.
But it's not only that, because the picture is kind of like a boudoir type shot.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah, because you got the baby in like just a diaper, basically.
Why would you go there?
And then you've got the pearls on and nothing else.
Yeah, it's a baby though.
Oh, wait a minute, is that a shirt? Is that
that's baby fat.
No, it's
that's baby fat. Okay.
It's hilarious though. That is funny. I could see that being a trend. Oh, is there more?
Yes.
Oh, look at that one.
Yeah.
There's a black pumps with a little pink bow in her hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess I could see.
Giving them a complex early.
And the pumps can help, too, because I don't know if you've ever been in those situations where you're with you're with somebody, you're hanging out, and then, like, you're talking to somebody you've never met before, and they got their baby with them.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking, like, oh, my gosh, he is so cute. And they're like, by the way, it's a she?
Well, that could be a way to get in the, yes.
So that's perfect.
I get that.
In that scenario where, you know, maybe your baby has some masculine features, and you want to help it out a little bit, get them some pumps.
Okay, you bring up a good point there. Yeah. But then there was something else in this article that I read. Now, this was from Yahoo.
Okay.
That was talking about the whole point of having kids or of not having kids, of the whole point of why women wear high heels.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was a confidence thing.
No, it makes their legs look really good.
It elongates their legs, yes. All that other stuff. I can't seem to find the quote, but basically they're saying that it also pops your ass out some more. And it's just
we're like the wrong people to talk about this.
We need a woman on the show. Stat. But it basically the whole point of a high heel was to sexualize a woman.
Hang on. Let's fix this.
Oh, are we going to do the guest already?
Yeah, why not? Let's go right in there. Because, you know, like you bring up a good point. We really shouldn't be talking about this. So,
well, you do that, and I'm going to find this quote because I know it's in here. And when I was reading it, I was like, what in the heck is this?
Let's see if we got this.
Hello?
Is this Tony Rocker?
Oh, God, I knew you were going to call me that.
Tony Rocker? That's a name from the past.
I know.
Hi, Tony Rocker.
Oh, God. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Guys Not on the Radio podcast with Chap and JC. What's going on in the Tony Rocker land
these
days?
Wait, hold on. Before, we got to set this up because a lot of people, I mean, like, we're going back, what? How long have you been off the air? I know I'm going on 6 years.
Oh, God. Oh, mine's got to be at least, I'd say, 10 plus, maybe more, like 15.
15 years?
But has it really been
15?
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. How long were you on the air?
I think it was 4 years, maybe.
For how many years?
Maybe four.
You were only on
four,
for... Wow, what an impact you made in 4 years on
us. Because, I mean, Tony Rocker was one, and then didn't you go by Miss Q for a while?
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, I think I even rocked that license plate.
Yo,
That's right, you did.
The Miss Q license
That's
plate.
Right, I totally did. It was like a gold Chevy of some kind, if I remember.
It was one of those little Cavaliers.
There you go.
Oh, man.
There you go.
So Tony Rocker, we're going back to our days on working for Studstill Media, yep. Radio Group, The Q, Walls, 100.9 FM Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed a female perspective on this because we're talking right now. I don't know if you saw this, Tony, but and we're showing on our screen here, there are high heels for babies that you can get. And we were talking.
Get going.
Yes. And part of, we're thinking that the part of the reason might be is just, you know, if your baby may be a little, I don't know.
If you want to distinguish that your baby is actually
a girl,
female. Yes.
Then that would be good.
Yeah, like, I couldn't even keep socks on my kid. You can't find quite heels on your kid.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine shoes.
Well, there's no way it's actually just to distinguish because we've determined that it's actually a photo trend now to have like your babies do pin-up sessions, like with high heels on and stuff.
Yeah, Shep was calling them baby boudoir photos.
Well, they are. Some of these are baby. They're like naked with diapers on.
That's not a boudoir photo.
That's what the article says.
Does it really?
That's what the article says.
I'm calling Shep on this.
What?
Yeah, that's totally creepy to me. Like that's some weird internet.
Yeah, stuff that maybe we shouldn't be showing it.
Here's where we need your help, though, Tony, being of the female species, okay? Because I'm reading this article here. They're talking about some parent. There's watchdog groups that are all up in arms over this whole trend going on with these babies in high-heeled shoes. And one of the quotes from the mother says, don't they realize the reason heeled shoes are there is to perceived as sexy is because the heel forces the wearer to walk with their chest buttocks out for balance and an exaggerated arch in the foot mimicking feet during orgasm.
Oh, boy.
That's what the quote says.
Oh, God.
So, leave the orgasm part out of it. Leave that part out.
I don't even know how we got here.
But I just thought it like made you elongate your legs. Do high heels make you stick your boobs
exactly
and your butt out?
What's that say again?
No,
Tom?
Not even close. But I'm not really a heels fan. Like I can't do that. Why do I want to be uncomfortable? I can still wear cute shoes and not have to have a stiletto.
There you go. So, but when you do, you have wore high heels before, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Does it make you stick your butt and your boobs out?
None at all.
Okay.
If anything, I'm probably more hunched over trying not to fall.
Okay. Well, I guess, according to this woman, you're supposed to stick your butt and your boobs out to help you balance, apparently. So you put the front out and the back
really
out.
Uneducated thought.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. There. Yeah.
All right.
Should we move on? Should we move on before this gets any worse?
Well, I don't know. Baby boudoir photos.
Oh, God, that's so creepy.
It is weird. It is weird.
Yeah,
I know.
It is the Guys Not on the Radio podcast with Shappa JC, and we're joined by our special guest, Tony Rocker, from local Illinois radio back 15 years ago, per se.
15 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long, because Tony, you were there in 2001 when Shap and I both started at the radio.
Yeah,
group.
she was there before us.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was.
And you, should we reminisce a little bit?
Yeah, let's do some Tales from Radio Land, shall we?
And now, Tales from Radio Land.
All right, we're ready for Tales from Radioland
with our special guest Tony Rocker.
And Tony, we have brought up a few different memories from radio past involving you. So,
okay.
We've got topics ready to go here. So, first up, JC, I was not part of this first one, but it had to do with going to a bar between Marseilles and Seneca? Oh.
Yeah, you were with me at Fat Daddy's, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, because we did, back in the day, Radio Rich, one of the best salespeople we ever worked with in radio.
Does this have to do with the old Silver Slipper Saloon posters?
This is the Silver Slipper Saloon posters. 100.9 had maybe three sponsors,
yeah.
Right? We had three sponsors.
Yeah.
We had the Silver Slipper Saloon. We had all the dealerships, and then
we definitely had
a furniture store
and then
some bars.
We had Spring Valley City Bank because we had a guy calling in a request. Hey, can you play the Spring Valley City Bank jingle? Do business with your friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Spring Valley City Bank.
You better be careful with that because we might get a copyright notice from Facebook on that. I think they've got that printed.
Was Ed Sachs going to come get us or what?
Yeah, I guess so. So inside jokes, we love those. We had taken the Silver Slipper girls to Fat Daddy's for a pig roast, and
that's
you
right.
And I think you and I went in Radio Rich, and I think you and Rich might have got there with the girls, and then I rode solo on the 100.9 FM Rocks van. So I pull up to Fat Daddy's. I'd never been there before, and if you look at me, I do not fit in. Well, even more so then. I do not fit in
with the biker crowd.
With the biker crowd. I am so like, that was not, I was like probably 22, 23. Because Tony, you must have just been 21 at that time.
Yeah, I think
and,
I was.
And so I pulled up to Fat Daddy's. There's all these motorcycles just all
and
parked.
You're like, oh,
and
crap.
And I'm like, what am I walking into here? And as soon as I pulled up, this is the biggest like biker guy I'd ever seen in my life. Walks up to the window, and he's got like handlebar mustache. He's at least 6'7", and just built and wearing a tank top. And he walks up and starts just pounding on the window. And he goes, so I rolled it down kind of like timidly, and I looked at him. I go, can I help you with something? And he goes, I need a T-shirt. And I go, what?
And you were like, you could have anything out of this
van. You remember, how much stuff did we ever have to give away at those things? Typically, it was like we had a bin full of just garbage.
We actually, now.
It was peanuts.
We had nothing in the giveaway bin. It was, I mean, we had stuff, but it wasn't
There was more stuff in that giveaway bin than in some other giveaway bins. That's all I need to say, all right? I'm not going to say anything else.
But we never had station T-shirts or anything like that.
Very
we
briefly.
We had posters. I mean, I was like, dude, we got posters inside of the girls. Well, I don't. And then he grabs the van. He starts shaking a little bit. And he signals to a couple of his biker buddies. And they start walking over towards the van. He goes, I'm going to give you the count of three. To give me a T-shirt, or we're going to tip over this van.
Shut up. Why have I never
heard this? No, this is a total true story.
It is,
Why
right?
Why have I never total heard this story?
And so he's standing there, like, hands on hips. He's
I've
looking
never
at
heard
me.
This.
You better. And so he starts counting. and his buddies come over and they put their hands up on the van. And I swear, I mean, it's,
in
this
the,
is like
in the
10
meantime,
seconds.
You're trapped in the van.
I'm trapped in the van.
Where's Tony?
Tony's inside drinking with the slipper girls with Radio Rich. I'm riding solo in the van. So I reach in the back and I start going through this bin trying to find something. So I'm like, God, this guy's going to hurt me. He's going to ruin the station vehicle. And I'm going to be, this is going to, I haven't even broadcast yet. And so I'm flipping through and I have pictures of this from somebody posted them recently on my Facebook. So I'll have to find it, but I'm flipping through the giveaway bin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only thing I found was a Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas CD that I thought you might like. So
give him
he
that?
Starts, he starts shaking the van. I grab the Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas CD and I look at him and I'm like, will this do? And he goes, yeah, that'll do. And so they back up. He comes out, opens my door. He was my buddy
the rest of the
night. For the rest of the day. He like introduced me to all of his friends, took me around.
Make sure no one messes with you.
No one messes with you. So that was my...
Oh, my God.
That was a lot of fun. Fat Daddy's just crazy. I think Tony was dancing on the bar at that one, weren't you?
Not even close. That was, God... What was his name? Rusty.
Demon, yeah. Yeah.
Rusty?
Yeah. He was
a great
super,
guy. God.
Yeah. I think he ended up, and not to bring this on a sour note,
yeah,
he passed away in an accident, but he was a super,
he did.
Super,
that was
super
pretty
guy.
Bad.
Hey, side note real quick, since we're doing Silver Slipper posters talk here. I'd be curious to see if any of those girls, because most of them, I believe, are pretty young at the time, are still working in the adult industry like that. I think
have no idea.
I think there is one. I think there is one. And I haven't
been. Have you
been
there?
No, it's been a long. It's been a very, 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 very long time.
Yeah.
But I think there is one, and I swear this happened. I was DJing a wedding.
Yeah.
And she was like one of the bridesmaids.
That's awesome.
She was one of the bridesmaids.
She remembered you from back in 100 Point. That's cool.
And I'm just like, I'm going to pretend.
Well, we were there like every, I mean, I swear, like 100.9 in the day, we were at the Slipper like every week.
Well, we had a ton of different events out there. And I don't remember.
We had so many promotions.
Do you recall, and I don't remember what night it was, if it was for a concert or what, but there was a night, Tony, that you got the dancers to get JC up on stage, like as if it was his birthday or something.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. Oh, God, they annihilated him.
They
totally forgot.
They do this to guys like on their bachelor party, and they bring the guy up there, and there's like a bunch of strippers. And they
were
like,
you at that one?
I was there. I was there. God. They beat you up. They like unzip your pants and then give you
they
walk
rip,
around. They have you walk around on all fours. They rip your underwear
they
and they
underwear
pull
off
it over your head.
Yeah,
and then they take off your shirt and they draw stuff on you.
Oh God, you were so mad at me.
That was so you too, wasn't it? You and Rich and probably Shap talked it out.
Yeah, I had a little to do with it. Just
Rich.
Little.
Oh,
I'm just going to go with that because he's not here to defend himself.
Well, and I think I spent at least a month trying to get all the marker off my back.
What all did they draw on him and write on him? Does anybody remember?
No.
I can't even
remember.
Wasn't it a big giant penis? I think it was a big giant penis that was doing something. So I'm pretty sure.
Filth.
Yes. Thank you, Eddie. So, and I didn't even say the word, but it's close enough.
Oh man.
So
do you have any memories, Tony, like of your days? Well, I mean, anything that sticks out?
Not to bring this down or anything by any means, but one of my like vivid or most vivid memories was all of us spending 9/11 in the studio.
Yeah.
Like hearing about 9/11 while we were there. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. I wasn't there. I was in Streeter doing news talk at the time with Ted Weber. That was a lot. That was a lot.
I just remember having to run 100.9 FM Rocks and turn off all the songs that kept coming on. So we had like the worst playlist.
We had the worst time ever.
For 100.9. And not to, I mean.
This really happened.
And this is how diverse the playlist was. Crash Into Me from the Dave Matthews Band
happened.
Bodies by Drowning Pool. Mm-hmm. We played both of those songs.
I'll never forget those two songs.
And we remember we had to pull them. Bodies was playing like worst particular time.
Yeah.
And we had to.
Absolutely. We had to like pull it off the air.
Yeah. It was
insane. It wasn't us. It was in the playlist. But
yeah. Yeah, it was already scheduled for the day, and it was just kind of running through, and we had to pull it off. But yeah, it was, I think it was already after everything had happened. It was later in the afternoon when it was coming on. We had to pull that. Like there was a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I remember Clear month. Channel released a list.
Yes.
It was just like the song from CCR, Midnight Traveling Band.
Yeah,
737 coming out of the sky like that. This song.
Yes.
Let the bodies hit.
I don't know. You probably
phone.
Can't hear that, Tony, but he's playing bodies in the background.
Let the bodies hit the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. What's weird is
I
we
don't
played
know how
that.
To make that appropriate.
Yeah. What's weird is we used to play that with Dave Matthews Band. That's the kind of playlist we had.
In the same set list.
it was like the same.
We had a weird thing going on, but it was a fun time to work in radio.
We'd go from those two songs, and then we'd throw on some Stones. It was just, you know. So I remember we gave away like front row tickets for the Stones, I think, the one time.
Yeah.
And then guy gave us a poster that went up in the studio then. Yeah. Remember that.
It was good times. So yeah.
I mean, those are memories we will always have, you know. And for me it was a short stint. I mean, you guys have both been in radio way longer than I was. But
I mean, you left an impression because I know we've got a couple of the guys that work over there today, still work over there, and they still have you are a legend in that building. So they have Tony would come to work and she would be in her pajamas still.
Oh God, never babe. And just like hair in a ponytail, flannel pants. It was like
and you would also you'd come in and I remember you'd always whatever I mean a lot of us I mean we didn't really eat a whole lot, but like you I just remember you would always be eating and it would be like last night's dinner. At 5 o'clock in the morning, Tony's warming up pot roast from last night in her pajamas, just kind of doing her thing.
Well, I worked with her in the afternoon too, and I remember there was a time she was doing afternoons on the queue, and Tony would disappear. She would like go to Wendy's and get food, and then she would go tanning during the middle of her show and come back and like miss four breaks and then be like, oh, I'll take a few requests during the all request hour. All right.
Well, and I think the story that
they
everybody
loved
loves
you. They loved you.
They did. They love Tony Rocker. And on top of that, like they loved my favorite Tony Rocker story is like, and you mentioned 9/11. It was like maybe a month or two after 9/11 and you're reading the news and there was a terrorist threat at one of the airports, and you read the Omaha airport like it was in the Middle East, like it was in Dubai instead of Omaha, Nebraska.
Do you guys remember how long it took me to be able to say Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, you said?
Yes.
We remember that. I'm just glad that you can take these now and still laugh at them. That's awesome that you could do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she laughed at him then.
Yeah, exactly.
My personal favorite night, I don't know if it because of the song, there was a song by a group called Dirty Vegas. Remember them?
Dirty Vegas.
Yeah, with Something Without You is the name of the song. I'm going to find it here. But there is a song about them, and for some reason, we started talking about Vegas for some reason. Days Go By, that's the song.
Yeah.
Or no, the song, yeah, Days Go By is the song.
Dirty Vegas.
Yeah.
It was on the queue.
Yeah. And we started talking about Vegas.
Do you remember this song?
And
you can't hear it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyways.
I can hear him.
Oh, you can hear the song?
For some reason, you told us and told me, because I think it was just you and I in this conversation, you were like, well, Las Vegas is an island. And I said, no, Tony, it's not an island, Tony. It's all alone, surrounded by desert. But to be an island, it has to be surrounded by water.
Well, geography's never been one of my strong suits. I do not remember this conversation, but I'm sure I was very certain that it was.
You know what? I'll tell you. You know what Tony is good at? is relationship advice.
She is.
And also, you know what? Tony actually introduced me to my wife.
She did.
She did.
She did.
Yes.
So
she was like the resident matchmaker because she was local. Because we weren't.
Yeah, that's true.
Tony, I don't know if you listened to me after you no longer were in radio, but I did this this ask segment with another female that I was on the air with. We would take email questions from listeners.
Yes, I listen to you all the time.
So would you like to be a guest for the ask segment on our show?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. So, because I actually still have an email here. This is an email that I kind of got sent to me about it. I'll share it with you here in just a second. So this email came to me, and it says, "Hey, Shap, how's it going? Really sucks you aren't on the radio anymore.
Tell me about it. I know, man."
Ooh, and it says, "I have a situation going on that I could really use some feedback on, like you used to do with Ask Shalizabeth. So if you have any words of wisdom, I'd really appreciate it." Here's the story.
Okay.
"I've been dating my girlfriend for 2 years, and everything's really good, except for the way she likes to seek attention while in a group setting. She loves to do obnoxious fake sneezes. Without trying to describe it, I'll say I'm 100% confident she's either not actually sneezing in these situations or is sneezing but then following it with a fake obnoxious sound. I'm thinking it probably sounds something like...
Oh, my God.
You know, the really high-pitched, or I can't even do it. I can't even get it that high. You've seen...
That's what she said.
Thank you, Michael Scott. Back to the email. She usually does this when she hasn't been very involved in the conversations, and it's seemingly a blatant attempt to turn attention toward her and get people talking about her, which it often does. Her sneeze is entirely different when we're not around other people.
Wait, is this like a fake laugh kind of situation?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking, like same situation.
He says, "I find her fake sneezes extremely embarrassing and childish and worried that my friends and family will begin to notice. But she's not as immature as this sneezing business makes her sound, I swear. So should I say something to her? Or if I do, am I the immature one? Thanks." This is from Zach. Zach is 23.
Oh, so he's young.
So, yeah, but, I'm assuming she's young, too, then.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume that she is. But it sounds, I mean, it kind of sounds like maybe she's got some attention issues, obviously. But
what woman doesn't? Did I say that
loud? Yeah, I mean, at some point. Come on, get going.
Get out of here.
But, yeah. But...
Sorry.
I mean, fake sneezing, isn't that kind of like fake coughing? Like, like, you know, hey, I'm over here.
Well, here's what kind of makes me wonder is that, like, does, do they not go out a lot? I mean, they've been together for 2 years. Has it been primarily where he's giving her all the attention? Like, they go out to dinner, they go out to the movies, they watch things together at home. And then when they're in a group setting, all of a sudden she's, achoo, look at me, because no one else is paying attention to me. If you know, maybe this could be something more, you know? And you're still young,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe like deep-seated abandonment issues.
Young, Zach. You're young. I don't know. I mean, but should he say something to her about
the
it?
One
like,
thing that...
dump her.
Yes, absolutely.
Tony says dump her. JC says, he says he's happy in this relationship 2 years in, except for this. This is the only thing. The only thing.
Well,
yeah,
if,
but don't
if
you think
he's
it's
written.
Kind of weird that there's.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Don't you think that it's kind of weird if they're 2 years in that he's saying that this thing annoys him that much and this and that? Like, wouldn't you think that'd be something you'd communicate about? Like, I talk to my partner about everything. Like, something bothered me, I'd be like, hey, that's pretty annoying.
It's enough to to email a guy who's no longer on the radio for an old segment that he used to do to get advice. That's how much it annoys this guy.
That's bad.
I know. You got to say something, Zach. You got to say something, and if you can't say something,
start sneezing with her.
No, that's not where you're going. Okay,
no. If you can't say something to her, then maybe this relationship isn't meant to be.
Yeah. Pack Kleenex.
No, nobody likes a sneezer, Zach. Nobody likes a sneezer.
Nobody likes you, Zach.
Believe me.
Yeah.
And believe me, if you've noticed it, your family and friends have already noticed it too.
Yes.
That's very true.
Hey, you're right.
If you actually, which camera is on right now?
This one.
That one? Okay.
Yeah, that one right there.
If you have an issue that you'd like to be brought up on a future Ask segment, you never know. It could be just JC and I. It could be another former radio guest. It could be Tony Rocker. It could be, who else? Who are you pointing to?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just pointing to random cameras. I like digging up former radio people for this thing. Is that cool?
That's fine.
We pulled Tony out of the, I don't even know where we pulled you out of.
Out of her pajamas, just like old times.
Did we keep you up late or something?
Wait,
or?
What used to happen? That we pulled you out of your pajamas?
No,
it was a lot crazier at 100.9.
This is like old times. Where Tony says funny things.
Oh, God.
We pulled Tony out of her pajamas.
I always do.
Tony Rocker, everybody, joining us on the Guys Not on the Radio podcast.
Not live tonight.
No.
Semi-live,
no.
But hope you're enjoying
it. Yeah.
We are.
Hey, Tony, thanks for some time today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are. You doing good? We never asked you that.
Oh, my God. Awesome. No.
Hey, Tony, what are you up to now? Yeah, we don't care. We just want to talk old radio stories. Cool.
Oh, God.
Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks,
you have
Tony.
Yourself a good night.
No problem, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, it's the Guys Not on the Radio podcast with Shap and JC, and we got non-judgmental Shap to still get to the show. I mean, everyone's favorite segment.
Yeah. You know what? Your ass segment probably went a million times better than that on the radio.
I thought you said my ass segment.
Your ass.
My ass segment went a million times better than that.
You did say earlier that when you wear pumps, your ass looks good.
Filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth.
There you go. We need a bigger table.
I think I need drinks.
Yes. Well, I mean, you could have. It's not a red Solo cup. It's a green Solo cup. Lime green. You could have put something in there for all I know.
Some whiskey.
All right, so it's time for non-judgmental Shap. So this is where I won't be judgmental on things anymore. I need to get it off my chest. So that way now I'm going to tell you what's bugging me, and then I won't have to be bothered by it anymore. I won't have to put a Facebook post together on it. I will no longer be judgmental on these things. All right? So here's your first one. I will no longer be judgmental on people who call to check in on a time to meet, but only have one set time they plan on meeting. No more. Yeah, does this time work for you?
No.
Can we do it a little bit earlier than that?
No.
No, we can't. Okay, then. I guess it's that time. So we'll no longer be judgmental to people who call and check on times, but only have one set on time that they want to do it.
It almost sounds like, you know, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. I'm giving up. I'm throwing that away. All right. What else you got?
I will no longer judge. Crap, I lost my music. I will no longer judge.
You think this was live.
Florida Georgia Line Line fans. I mean, who could possibly high on loving you? Who could possibly judge a band like that lyric or fans of that band? That's why I'm non-judgmental.
That's right. We don't judge.
I don't judge.
We don't judge bro country.
I know there are people that do though. Because somebody told me there's alternative lyrics to this one.
Which
that they
one?
Make up.
Shoot, when are we going to have Cowboy in? Because holy cow, when the mics weren't on.
Oh my God, he was the
studios?
King. He was the king of Filth, Flarn, Phil. Somebody told me the alternate lyrics to this song. Let me start it over.
All right, do it.
Wait, there we go. The alternate lyrics were, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Somebody told me that.
Okay.
Somebody told me that was alternate lyrics. I'm telling you.
They sing that at the concerts? Is that what people
sing? Windows on puke?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
I they sold out Wrigley Field. Florida Georgia Line sold out Wrigley Field. It's Florida Georgia Line, Nelly, and because you know Nelly's got to come out for this song.
It is the number one format.
Oh, I know. Country's huge. I wonder, you know, Nelly is a Saint lunatic.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd have the balls to put on Cardinal stuff when he takes the stage at Wrigley? I'm going to guess no.
I think he should.
I think he should. That'd be awesome. So, come on. I'm a little peeved, but I'm not going to judge. That Florida Georgia Line sold out Wrigley, and Green Day still has plenty of seats. I'm on the wrong side of this equation,
well, and that's
as
it.
Usual.
You know, Green Day made a lot of enemies in the right after American Idiot came out.
Well, they made a lot of enemies then because they were very they're still very political.
Yeah,
their new album's really political, actually. So,
but I don't think they made it because of that. I think there were other reasons why people just hated Green Day for a long time.
People hated Green Day when we were in high school, and they were huge.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I remember this, and I know this, nowadays, kids, is no longer cool. But back then, it was cool to make fun of something and call it gay. This was back in the 90s. So, yeah, when I would say I was going to see Green Day, somebody would be like, you mean Gay Day? Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. That's how creative the kids were in the mid-90s, let me tell you. Remember that? So, and one more thing to not be judgmental about, because I'm non-judgmental, Shap. I will no longer be judgmental on people who watch new Adam Sandler movies.
Do you not like the new Adam Sandler? You didn't like the Ridiculous, Fediculous 8 or whatever it was called? What was it called?
You know what I'm talking about? Netflix one?
The Netflix one.
Well, that's why I bring this up, because there
are... Ridiculous 7?
There are four more Adam Sandler Netflix films on the way.
Did you see the one where Kevin James is a secret agent? Did you watch that one?
No. No.
I watched the one with him and David Spade.
Well, they're...
And, wait, hold on. I watched the one with him and David Spade. Which one would that be? Grown-ups 1, 2, 8?
What?
Hold on. I don't know which movie
wait,
that
Rob
is.
Wait, Rob Schneider needs a job. Hold on.
Yeah. I saw that movie with Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider. Which one would that be?
Yeah.
There's like 17 of those.
So four more Adam Sandler Netflix exclusive on the way, in addition to the two remaining movies to the first four-picture deal that Happy Madison Production has. So that means, really, there are six more direct-to-Netflix Adam Sandler movies coming.
Are you saying you're not going to watch them?
No, probably not.
Seriously? Oh. I will watch every single one of them.
I knew it.
And
I am not going to judge you on this.
And The Cobbler twice. I will watch The Cobbler twice. Just because.
My favorite Adam Sandler movie
is The Cobbler. Click. Is it Click?
No. I did like Happy Gilmore, but who doesn't like
Happy Gilmore? Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Big Daddy, those are
that, and then
statements.
You're after that, then you're done. No, I liked Rain Over Me with Don Cheadle.
Wedding Singer?
That one's good. Wedding Singer is very good.
Yeah, yes. Rain Over Me.
Rain Over Me,
he
I
did
liked
Rain
a lot.
Over Me and Punch Drunk Love.
Well, and Spanglish. His serious movies.
Spanglish was, yeah, it was.
I remember going to see Rain Over Me in the theaters, and I liked it, and Mrs. Shapp liked it, and went with another couple, and they both hated it. And I told him, I'm like,
why isn't he talking so weird?
I'm like, I told him, this is not a funny Adam Sandler. This is not your typical Adam Sandler movie. I told him that ahead of time. So. And this person was a big Who fan, so I figured they'd like it, because, you know, there's the Who
they
song
went to
in the
it,
movie.
Yeah, the Rain Over Me.
Yeah, Pearl Jam did a cover of it and everything.
Yeah, and that's it. They were probably waiting for When the Devil Appeared, and he talked all funny for 2 hours.
Which one was that?
You don't remember that one?
Oh, little Nicky?
Little Nicky.
I'm Little Nicky. The next Adam Sandler Netflix film.
I think he wants to do just to see how far he can push it.
No.
So that's creativity, man. Grown Ups 2? That was creativity. That took... Like, that was like, hey, I'm going to get all my buddies together, we're going to get a bunch of money, and we're just going to F around for, like, 2 hours.
All right. Truth be told. Truth. Both myself and this guy, with our wives, went to go see Grown Ups 1 in the theater together.
Did we?
Yes,
I don't remember that.
Yes.
I remember watching Grown Ups 2 and going, I can't believe I just watched this.
The next Adam Sandler movie, by the way, direct to Netflix... I will be available in just a couple of weeks.
Little Nicky 2 is coming.
It's called Sandy Wexler, and it stars Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, man.
Co-stars, of course, Adam's in it. It's about an unusual agent who is good at spotting talent.
Did you say agent or Asian?
Just
Jennifer Hudson is not Asian.
Judd Apatow is also in it.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, that's right. He did that movie, too. He did the
stand-up. The 50-50. 50-50.
Is that what it's called?
It was 50-50. It was him and Seth Rogen.
It was so darn long.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
Was that what it was called? Was it 50-50 or something else? Because it was about, like, he had cancer or something.
Yes. So. Not to be confused with the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen where
maybe
he had
cancer. Maybe that's 50-50.
That was good, too.
I don't know. They make the same movie over and over and over.
Let me get the Google machine out here. Hold on.
You want me to go on IMDb for you?
Yes.
Somebody's correcting us right now on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Well, we'll weigh in. We'll talk with them later. So 50-50 was the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen.
Dang it. I'm close.
You fucked up. Man, I got so close. I was so close. I mean, I was there. I was right there.
Filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth.
So it wasn't.
So unbelievably close.
They make the same movie over and over again with the same people. And then they'll just change one character out. I think it's the formula for Hollywood.
You're kidding.
I just saw Power Rangers, by the way.
I can't believe you saw that.
I did. Me and Ben went to that new Streeter theater.
How was the movie?
The theater was really nice.
How was the movie?
It was like watching two different movies.
Really?
It was like, it was like really dark and kind of like emo high school movie that you're like, oh, there's some emotion here. Like, I can feel this. I like the Breakfast Club kind of thing going on.
The movie was called Funny People.
Crap, not even close. But what was hilarious with Power Rangers, just to go on a completely different tangent here, is that they had that emo Breakfast Club kind of thing going on, and it was kind of neat, and they're really doing a lot of character development. And then all of a sudden it goes, go, go, Power Rangers!
So the song was still in it?
Yeah, it was in there.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
Are you serious?
I never watched the Power Rangers ever.
Megazord.
So.
I think I might have, but I'm not going to say.
I have one more
it
quick.
May have been on. While we were in college, and
I have one more quick Adam Sandler.
Right in the head.
Yeah, no, I have one more quick Adam Sandler thing.
Yes,
free preview recently on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I got sucked into watching Pixels, so I will admit that
Pixels was fun, man. It had the dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, yeah, the little short dude.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Don't call me an elf.
Yeah, that guy. But here's my
space
thought.
Pets.
Here's my thought on any Adam Sandler movie, and this is true with anything, is like you just go with no expectations. And you know what? You will enjoy That's My Boy. You know?
Is that the one with Al Pacino?
That's My Boy? No, That's My Boy was the one with the guy from the guy from SNL who went on to do the 911 show. The Brooklyn 99 show. Brooklyn 99.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Andy
Samberg.
Yep, Lonely Island.
Lonely Island.
That was
dude.
Him. He played Adam Sandler's son.
Why can't I remember the
Got
Game
the new,
of Thrones?
New Kids on the Block tattoo on his back.
That's gonna drive me. Peter Dinklage. How did
there
we
he is.
Job that one up? My God.
I don't know where we're at anymore.
I really liked Josh Gad too. Josh Gad's really funny. So.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, like Pixels was okay. I think any
okay.
movie can be taken. You just have to go in with no expectations and know it's gonna suck. And then, you know what, you can sit back and just relax and just enjoy it. And take it what it is.
Well,
it is a paycheck for Adam Sandler.
You can
and
enjoy
I understand that.
You can enjoy those paychecks for Adam Sandler all you want.
You know,
I will not judge.
One of my friends from high school is a big like he's a film instructor, big time movie guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Makes his own movies and stuff like that. And he just recently suggested, you know, The Tree of Life being a great movie. I should watch that because of Terrence Malick.
Oh, yeah.
Because the director.
Yeah. Thin Red Line.
Guy's from Ottawa originally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he's a really amazing director, Tree of Life. And so I'm like, I'm psyching myself up going, I'm going to watch Tree of Life. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch it and really take it in.
It was horrible.
And then I sat down and got ready to watch it. And instead, I watched Kevin James in some secret agent movie that Happy Madison put out. Because you know what? I just didn't want to think.
You wanted something light.
If I'm going to sit down for 2 hours, I don't want a dark and heavy thing. I got enough
of
that.
Dude, oh my God, I might listen to the cast in this movie.
What is one?
This is the new one, the Sandy Wexler.
I think it's based on a real guy.
Judd Apatow,
yeah.
Carl Weathers, Kevin James, David Spade, Jane Seymour.
Holy crap! This is Grown Ups 3.
Terry Crews. Jennifer Hudson. Pauly Shore is in it.
Dude, it's
on. Oh, buddy.
It's on.
Weasel.
Love the Weez.
Chris Rock, The Fonz, Dana Carvey.
And there's, see, you thought you were going to do non-judgmental Shap and do a thing about how much Adam Sandler, and then we are talking people into the idea of watching Sandy West.
You know what? There's Penn Jillette, Colin Quinn, Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio.
David Otunga,
Has Arsenio Hall been in a movie since coming to America?
He won the Celebrity Apprentice the one year. And then he got
That's not a movie.
He got a TV show. He got his own TV show that didn't last very long right after
it.
Oh,
man.
You know, if there's one name on here that's going to sell me into going to see this, or, well, watching it on Netflix because you can't go see it, Darius Rucker.
Oh, boy.
Hootie himself is gonna be on this. And Hootie is in Hootie heaven right now because his Gamecocks are in the Final Four.
Oh, that's right.
He was crying in the stands.
Was he?
He was. When they won in the Elite Eight game, he was
that's
crying.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who did they beat? Because I stopped paying attention because all my brackets busted.
I don't know.
I mean, I think the last...
Florida?
Was...
I think it was Florida.
Wow.
Should we wrap this up? Should we be...
If we want to. I'm having so much fun talking about Sandy Wexler and Netflix and Adam Sandler. Totally.
You think Netflix and the fact will give
is,
us money?
The movie I saw this week was Power Rangers. So... Everybody tells me, you should have seen Kong Skull Island? No.
I finished Sneaky Pete.
Was it?
It was good.
How many episodes?
It's 10. 10.
It's nice to be unemployed. I shouldn't give you crap because I watched all 13 episodes last weekend of Iron Fist. And I started talking about that with the last
week. I heard that was horrible.
And it was like, I just couldn't stop. Like, I'm like, it's gonna, like, cause I'm such a fan of like the Daredevil and the, you know, the comic book stuff that I'm like, if I just give it a little bit more, to really start to develop.
No.
And once I got to episode 13 and it was the last one, I'm like, it's gotta happen here. And at that point, you're so invested. You just can't quit. So,
wow!
I'm never going to get that time in my life back.
Well, you know, it took me a little over a week, I think, to get through 10 episodes.
That ain't bad.
So, I feel good now compared to this guy who burned through
13 episodes in a weekend.
Something that was horrible.
Weekend. Who else is binged like that on Netflix?
Everybody.
That's right.
Everybody.
I mean, once Adam Sandler puts all those movies out, it'll be an Adam Sandler binge weekend.
Does Adam Sandler have all his old movies on Netflix?
I don't know. I want to say that there's some of the Happy Madison, but I don't think all of it's on there.
All right.
Because that would be nice.
I'm not going to binge that. I'm going to probably going to go watch
the Great
watch
Brit- what?
Some wrestling.
Some wrestling.
Hey, WrestleMania is this weekend. I got to get ready. You know?
Oh.
The big WrestleMania.
Yeah. Is that in Orlando?
Yes.
I wish I liked wrestling. So I can understand what everybody else is talking about. Annoying.
It's a male soap opera.
And, yeah. No. So, anyway. So, what are we going to do next week? We're going to have another special guest on?
We'll do another special guest. We'll have another Tales from Radioland.
And maybe we'll change the set. And,
What? This isn't doing it for you?
I don't know. The paneling is nice.
I mean.
I thought if we wanted to try out my breezeway next week, and then we can go back to doing the live shows again.
Yeah.
And
your breezeway?
In my breezeway.
Well, I have to hold my nose the whole time that we're there. That's what I want to know.
No.
Okay.
No. There's no problem. I don't think so.
I didn't know, because sometimes it smells like cat in there.
Well, that was when the cats lived out there.
Oh, they don't live out there anymore?
They don't live out there.
Okay. That's good.
We've killed those cats.
So we're not going to be infringing on their...
I'm joking. No.
I totally missed that, apparently.
We took care of that problem. Those cats no longer around. Little antifreeze in the cat bowl.
Stop. Just stop now.
It's past my bedtime. Oh, it's terrible. No, the cats are all healthy. They're doing well. They just don't live there anymore. We've cleaned it and made it nice and cozy for a podcast.
Should we wrap this up? this is wrap
cat
it up.
Cat scratch fever?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, I don't even know. Test pattern? Are we wrapping this thing up?
Yes.
Until next time, have yourselves a good night.
Bye, Felicia.